RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tuesday means Commanders Rewind. We're still doing it. The season's still going on. The reason for that, if you want to like really dive deep down into it, the reason for that is they won a playoff game, so they continue playing. Other teams do not continue playing, so there's 24 teams this week that won't play professional football. There are 8 teams that are continuing to play professional football. A lot of people think that those teams are better than the other 24. The Commanders are in that group. They're one of the good teams, not one of the bad teams. We're working on processing this. Because I'm going to be honest, this is a lot for me to process. It's probably a lot for you to process, too. We're working through this as best we can. We're gonna find ways to contextualize this for you, to put this in perspective. What I know is I've never, ever done a Commanders Rewind film room breakdown of any sort in any medium on January 14th. I never have. This is a true story. I've been sitting on beaches in Florida and the Caribbean on January 14th. That's a thing I've done in past years. And I've never, ever on January 14th been like, wonder how this week's game's going to go. So we're all a little excited about that. Right now I'm a little excited about the Commanders Rewind.
Was that caught? It was! Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! Unbelievable! Here we go, fourth and one. It leaps over a couple of defenders, and he got a first down.
And some of us know how to win.
He knocks it through and wins the game 23-20. The Commanders win in the postseason for the first time in 19 years.
Boom, mic drop.
Commander Rewind, you hear it every week here, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, your home of the Commanders. And a reminder that Bram Weinstein, the voice of the Commanders, who you'll hear, will join us at 11 o'clock this morning. London Fletcher is the color analyst on the broadcast, and I texted you, and this is your fault, Hazel, for not being responsive on the phone right away. I texted you Saturday night. I'm in Tampa. I'm at the bar. And London Fletcher is here, and we just chatted and had a great chat. And you texted back the next morning.
I did.
Did you get him to do some intros for us? And I said, no, because I didn't think of that.
And I was asleep.
Because I wasn't thinking. I was too busy chatting with our guy, London Fletcher, to think that maybe I should do some sort of work responsibility there. He has committed to coming on the show after the season, though, to wrap this all up, which hopefully won't be for a while. Bram joins the show today. Here's how this game started. I was worried about Mike Evans. I was worried that this defense couldn't create a takeaway. And both those things happened on the first drive. Mike Evans starts strong against Marshawn Lattimore, who didn't look right at all. And third and seven there in Washington territory, Mikey Sanristil, who's so good, I love him, has a chance, gets his fingertips on the ball. That's a tough interception to make, but dang, it changes everything if he makes it. You add in a Washington three and out, one great, wasn't a great start. Fourth down in the red zone for Washington, and then they send it back. Wasn't a great start, but then second possession, things stabilize. Dyami Brown did Dyami Brown things. This was a great night for him.
Here's the snap to Daniels. He's got time. Surveys, throws, back in the end zone, wide open! Dyami Brown! Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington!
Dude,
oh,
wide open!
How do you like me now, Tampa Bay? Jaden Daniels with a tremendous throw for the touchdown!
London Fletcher. Yes, he didn't yell like that at the bar, but I was just, everything he said, I was hearing it in that voice with the laugh. So great. That wild drive here all the way around. It's third down and six to start the drive on their own 12. Jaden scrambles, finds Zach Ertz. That's a great connection throughout the night. B-Rob had his one good run of the night on this drive. So there was that. So there was hope for him early on. He gained four on a first down and then picked up 13 later in the drive. Yeah, okay, maybe B-Rob's got it. He didn't. He faded later. But I want to go to fourth and one from the Tampa 23. They make Trent Brown, the offensive lineman, active for the Commander, or eligible for the Commanders. And Trent Scott, the offensive lineman, is eligible for the Commanders. I'll remind you, rewind back to week one, that was Jaden Daniels' first touchdown pass, was to Trent Scott, offensive lineman, when he was eligible. Now, you can only teach your players so much, because a player's head can only be so full on game day. You can't have your players right. Some guys can. Like, that's your Ed Reeds of the world. They mentally could contain every possession of a team all season. That's why they were so good, especially in the playoffs, because everything they saw, they knew immediately. It's tough to do that. There's only a small handful of guys who can do that in the league. But the coaches can, because there's enough coaches and they're on headsets. Trent Scott declares eligible. Bowles runs in, calls a timeout right away. He knows what the play is, and he knows his team isn't ready for it. That's good coaching. You go to the sideline, you tell them what's happening, you know they're going to change the play at that point. They do. They get the run for the first down. Jaden Daniels got lit up on this drive. When we were doing pros and cons of drafting him, and victory lap I'll be taken for the next 20 years, that was my guy. But I said one of the things that worries me is when he gets hit, it looks like he's in a Looney Tunes cartoon, and he's had dynamite explode on him. And he had one of those in that first drive, and he just flying through the air. Oh, boy, this is not the night for that. He gets bloodied on what I believe was a different hit, not the Looney Tunes hit. Comes to the sideline, has to get fixed up. He toughed it out. Good for him. Alamde Zaccheaus first down on that drive. That was nice, too. The one thing Tampa kept doing, they stuffed that zone read. You hear that called the read option sometimes, where the quarterback can either keep it or toss it. They played that perfectly all night long. Whatever Tampa did in practice, they were ready for that play. That was a theme all night long. Dyami gets the touchdown. Jaden is hit low on the touchdown. They didn't flag that, but man, Tampa beat him up on that drive. They set the tone for what it was going to take for him to win this game. 17 plays, 92 yards. Go into halftime 10-10, and you say, I like where we're at here. They've got a chance. You know, Marshawn Lattimore's an issue. No question about it. Got to do something about that. But I like where they're at here. 10-10 going into halftime, getting the ball on the other side. It's not a bad spot to be in. Then some things happened. We'll go over those things on the other side. It's Commanders Rewind. You're listening to your home of the Commanders in Richmond. 910 The Fan, at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Flying through Commanders Rewind, because it's a Tuesday morning, that's what we do, Rewind, to Sunday night's game. You heard it right here on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. As you will hear, the next game, which is this Saturday night, 8 o'clock kickoff, it'll be Tom Brady on the call. That'll be the Fox game. So we'll get a chance to hear Tom's pearls of wisdom throughout the evening. Commanders are 9.5-point underdogs. It's the biggest spread of any game this weekend. But what we're doing is explain to you how they beat Tampa Bay. Because if they can beat Tampa Bay, they can beat anybody. That's, of course, a popular NFL saying that I definitely didn't just make up right now to justify picking them later in the week. Second half, 10-10. Washington and Tampa. Washington gets the ball, and A1 and I argue about this every week. You always want the ball to start the second half because the second half possession is more valuable than the first half possession because you've seen what they've got. You've seen what they're going to do for a half. And when you have a coach who can take advantage of that, Cliff Kingsbury, it works out very, very well. Now, here's what went wrong. First and goal from the 3. Brian Robinson stuffed. Jaden scrambles, has to throw it away. I think he wanted to run. Third down, throw, broken up. You settle for a field goal on first and goal from the 3. That's not great. Tampa gets the ball. They end up with first and goal from the 2. They go, no. Holding penalty resets the downs. Get it on the second down try. Defense bails them out a little bit. I don't know if they would have stuffed them in 4 and forced them to a field goal or not. Bottom line, they got the touchdown. Now Tampa's in the lead, back on the ropes again. Washington gets back, and here's where the game gets decided in a lot of ways. It's 4th and goal from the 3. Actually, let's go earlier in that drive first, because it was 4th and 5. On the 37 earlier in that drive. And I feel like Terry McLaurin is getting the right amount of love this week. He's a superstar. Deami Brown is getting the right amount of love this week. I'm not sure Zach Ertz is. Zach Ertz had a phenomenal game, including this catch.
Here's the snap. Buccaneers break five. Throws over the middle. It connects! Zach Ertz to the 23! First down, Washington!
All reliable! And what's the quarterback's best friend? A tight end, Logan Paulson!
I wasn't their best friend, I'll tell you that right now. But what a confident throw by Jaden Daniels.
There you go. Logan Paulson breaking it down up there in the booth. Get a tight end in the booth. Explain things to some people. Second down right after that, they false start. It's Zach Ertz. Kind of funny. You give one, you take one away. Deami gets the pass interference. We're first and goal from the one. And if we're doing the MP confidence chart, 0 to 100, I started the game about a 60. I felt good. Percent chance I thought they would win. I started the game at about a 60. I thought, these guys can hang. Halftime, unchanged. About a 60. Tie game, get the ball first. Everything's going well here. Fluctuates up and down. The low point of this chart is not punching it in first and goal from the one. Four tries. And they were nearly intercepted in those four tries, which would have moved the ball to the 20. Now, this is where the game was won, because Dan Quinn, this blackjack, right? They talk about you got to make the call consistently every time, right? If you're going to hit on 16, you're going to stay on 16. You got to do it every time, because if you mix it up and you go against what the card tells you to do, you're gonna find yourself losing more often than not. The card says you go for it, fourth and goal from the three, and dang if he didn't every single time, and they got stuffed. And I felt like, I am not excited for this week of radio, because I'm going to have to explain to people that he made the right call. I already see the experts on Twitter explaining he didn't make the right call. Already see that happening out there. But you rewind it. Over time, that is the right call, even if it didn't work out in the moment. Love his aggressiveness. Love his willingness to go for it. And then, Tampa gets it back. You get the interception, or the fumble. Unforced error by Tampa. Completely unforced error by Tampa to fumble the ball in the handoff. Now you're back in business. It's the Terry McLaurin touchdown catch, and this is a difference maker in the game.
Here's the snap. Daniels to throw for it. Backpedaling into the end zone.
What a play!
Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! 5-17! A clutch play in the lead!
Clutch play indeed, but the best thing about this play, you get a critical situation, you go to your best player, and our best player on offense is Terry McLaurin. Jaden Daniels knows that, and he went to his man for the touchdown.
That was a fourth down and two. Those winning time situations, you go to Terry, you get the job done. And I even think Baker Mayfield had a bad night, but that one fumble swings the entire game, sets them up on the short field, gives them another chance to get the job done. And that's where they take the lead. That's where the confidence meter's climbing up, up, up now. And they say, okay, Tampa's going to score. It's either to tie or to take the lead. That's a big swing as well, and the defense did what they needed to do.
Bucky Irving behind Mayfield takes the snap. Got hit in the backfield. So did Irving. Trying to run away from John Allen. He cannot. They gather him. Back at the 15-yard line. Huge stop for the Washington defense. It's going to bring up fourth down and a decision for Tampa Bay, and they're going to kick.
Wow. That almost was another disaster by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
They kicked every time. That's what Tampa does. Washington went for it every time. That's what they do. Who knows if the game changes if Tampa's more aggressive. I think a lot of fans would probably like to find out down there today. But third and one from the 12, they go for it. Bucky Irving, who I think is a phenomenal running back. I think he's one of the better ones. The defense shows up in that key moment. I skipped Bobby Wagner recovering the fumble, which I think is maybe one of the smoothest fumble recoveries of all time. Sometimes you see that ball and the guy tries to jump on it and it squirts out and there's a pile and there's a scrum. They got the Packers Eagles to start the game. Everybody's pushing and pulling and tugging at it. The ball's down and Bobby Wagner, I think Bobby Wagner could hit a fastball from Nolan Ryan. He sees it and instantly, like next frame of the video, arms down, scooping it in, clean recovery, gets it down, even tries to pop back up. Such a smooth fumble recovery here by Bobby Wagner.
In motion, Jalen McMillan. It's a fumble, the ball's on the ground. It's out. Just watching it have it. They do. A turnover at the 13.
Just got punched by Flash. I just got punched.
That's, the moments, the fumble, the touchdown to Terry, and then holding them to a field goal. You have three consecutive drives there where big things happen. In the fourth quarter of a playoff game in primetime. Tell me this isn't a different team. Tell me this isn't a different franchise. The fourth quarter of a playoff game on national TV, and for four drives in a row, because we're going to get to the next one. Good things happen in the next one, in case you're wondering. For these three drives in a row, something good happens. Baker Mayfield fumbles. Bobby Wagner jumps on it. Terry with the touchdown. He's your best player. You go to him in your best situation there, and then you hold Tampa to a field goal instead of a touchdown. 20-20. 4 minutes, 40 seconds left on the clock. You got to get down and you got to score. You also want to play a little keep away. This is a tough line to walk because you can't run the ball right now. B-Rob's struggling, which is why that Austin Ekeler run is so important at the start of the drive. And then they start feeding Ekeler. He starts getting it. Third and one inside the red zone, 55 seconds left. If they don't get this, Tampa's going to get the ball back, only down three, and Mike Evans is cooking. I think they can force overtime. Jaden Daniels, he said Cliff called his number before he could tell Cliff to call his number. Come on, was there any doubt who was going to get this ball?
Snap to Daniels. He's going to run to his right. Got away from Kalijah Kancey. Dives for the first down to the 15. He is spectacular.
The magic man, the kid, Jaden Daniels. You're talking about a terrific play call.
He's everybody in the stadium, 70,000 people there, all know Jaden Daniels is going to run this football. Defense knows. 11 guys out there know. Jaden Daniels is going to keep the ball, and we got to tackle him. And he gets the first down. That's special. This kid's special. You knew none of the other options were even a little bit in play right there. Number five was going to run it for a first down. And you know what he did? He ran it for a first down. Very impressive. Now, moments that caused me to sweat briefly and uncontrollably. Jaden centers it for the field goal and takes like four steps backwards in the process. We're going to need those yards. We're going to need those yards. We don't have a reliable kicker here. And then they cut to the sideline, and Zane Gonzalez is warming up. And Zane looks like he's about to pee his pants. He does not look like Jaden. He does not look calm, cool, and collected in this moment. He looks like, I really hope they score a touchdown there, but they didn't, so I got to go do this thing, which leads to a game-winning field goal, I believe.
Snap good, hold down, kick on its way! It is good! The Cardiac Commanders are the Clutch Commanders! They do it again! We'll see you in Detroit!
And Zane Gonzalez kicks in the door and kicks us into the second round of the playoffs!
Lennon's gonna, like, punch the wall out in that booth. I love it. The enthusiasm there is a 10 out of 10. I went back and looked two times this season so far after a great Commanders moment. We've played back the Spanish call from our guy Moises Linares, who's up there. He works at Telemundo and NBC4. He does the broadcasts in Spanish on the radio. If there's a play that deserves to be replayed in Spanish, I think this one joins the club.
González preparando la pierna derecha. Le pega el balón. González! Está dentro. Sí, 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 sí. Victoria para los Commanders de Washington.
On to Detroit. What a game. They're all what a games. You run in here every week for Commanders Rewind. Man, we got a good one for you. For the fifth consecutive week, we're playing a last second dramatic finish for you. Enjoy it. I think this is sustainable. I think Adam Peters is the man who's going to reload. No matter how good this team gets, you can't promise that this is ever going to happen again. This being five last-second wins in a row, it's all they do at this point. It's thrilling. It's become routine. They have a belief. They feed on that belief. They're going up to Detroit. They believe they're going to win in Detroit, too. You heard a lot of those interviews with the players yesterday. Bram Weinstein joins the show at 11. We have not forgotten about VCU. Monster game tonight. We'll get you ready for that. Robbie Robinson at 11:30. Don't forget that. We'll take you up to AWOD Radio. Grant and Danny will drive you home. You're listening to Richmond's Home of the Commanders. 910 The Fan now at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.